issues such as police use of force and mass incarceration have long fueled calls for criminal justice reform. But some have proposed going a step further, abolishing prisons altogether. Wednesday evening, Harvard philosophy professor Tommy Shelby will talk about the idea at a public lecture at Pitt's School of Law. 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring spoke with Shelby ahead of his visit.
Let's start with the idea of prison abolition. What is it?
Well, there are a number of activists and scholars who have been thinking about the problem of the growth in incarceration. And many people have come to think that the response to the growth in the penal system is not just to reform it in various ways, but to think about ways in which we might restructure our society as a whole so as to make the use of prisons unnecessary. And in some think, in fact, that it's morally required by justice and, you know, simple humanity to, if you like, decarcerate our society, to have significantly much less reliance on prisons in our lives. And so that activism has been going on for a while now. In some ways seems like a startling idea for a lot of people. But I think it's worth engaging with, even if one ultimately walks away thinking that reform rather than abolition is the way to go.
That does sound like a pretty radical idea. Do you think it's a good idea?
I think in some ways as an aspiration, I think there's probably a lot to be said for it. Compare it in some ways to the fight against poverty, for instance, just as an example. You know, you could imagine thinking of poverty as something that we should just simply try to reduce, you know, or make the lives of the poor more bearable. Or you might think that poverty, as Martin Luther King Jr. thought, was a kind of intolerable feature of modern social life, just given our technical capability and the wealth at our disposal, that, you know, no modern serious democracy should have poverty in its midst. This is something that we should be trying to abolish entirely. So I think as an aspiration, you can see that our attempt to maintain security of our person and possessions in a way that didn't rely on having to confine people and take away their privacy and freedom of movement and freedom of association and so on. If we could find a way to protect our property and persons without having to rely on the use of incarceration, that's a worthwhile goal.
Is that realistic?
Well, I'm not sure. I think there are things we don't know about what's possible in terms of human behavior and psychology, but I think it's something that is worth trying for. There are certainly societies that have, you know, prisons play a very small role in their lives, and you see this certainly in Scandinavian countries, but also in places like Japan, others where prisons just aren't such a big part of the landscape. And where they do exist, they are often much less restrictive than what we have, much less violent places than what we have. So I think we shouldn't just assume, just because we look around us and we see the prisons that we have in the social context that we live in, and think, well, okay, we couldn't possibly do without them. Other places are doing pretty well without such a heavy reliance on them. So I think from my point of view, I don't think of myself as quite an abolitionist, but I do think of myself as a person who aspires to, you know, dramatically shrink the landscape of the prisons in America and elsewhere, and to have it be a kind of last resort way of dealing with only the most dangerous and recalcitrant offenders, and with a range of other supports, social justice supports, treatment, health care, including mental health care, then I think the need to have this vast set of carceral institutions, it would seem much less like impractical to think that we could do without such a large system of kind of institutional confinement.